The Alabama legislature has been a contentious place recently, but the halls are quiet for the moment as lawmakers have left for spring break. But before skipping town, the governor managed to sign a couple of bills. Legislators advanced a few more and traded words over a procedural mishap again. Talk about the week in Montgomery with Don Daly. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. And Don, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Andrew. It's nice to be with you.
Well, Republicans have said that one of their goals during this session was improving government efficiency. And this week, Governor Robert Bentley did sign a couple of measures into law as part of that effort. Could give us the overview?
Right. Yesterday, he signed both the Law Enforcement Efficiency Bill and the Information Technology Efficiency Bill. The Law Enforcement Bill deals with consolidating a lot of the functions of our 20 law enforcement agencies. And the Information Technology Bill consolidates and makes more efficient use of our state IT operations, which are very complicated, which we learned during this process. These two efficiency bills also create two new cabinet-level positions. There'll be a new Secretary of Law Enforcement and a new Secretary of Information Technology. But both bills, sponsors say, will go a long way in making our government more efficient and save us money in the long run.
So we have that reorganization, adding those cabinet-level positions. Did you hear much opposition to this particular reorganization?
No, amazingly not. You might have thought, especially where law enforcement was concerned, that there might be some pushback, because when you talk about right-sizing law enforcement, that may raise a few hackles. But they had pretty much the strong backing of law enforcement on this. I don't think they stepped on too many toes and apparently went about this the right way.
Well, the relationship between Republicans and Democrats may have been frayed ever since Republicans pushed through a controversial school tax credit bill. On Tuesday, more friction in the Senate, but over a roll call vote. Explain what happened here.
It was a very interesting week in the Senate. Lieutenant Governor Kay Ivey gaveled the Senate into session on Tuesday, saying she counted 18 members present. It takes at least 18 members to have a quorum for the Senate to conduct business. However, the Senate secretary said that only 17 members were present. There was a little disagreement, a little back and forth about whether there were 17 or 18 members. But the short of it is that President Pro Tem Del Mar stepped in and moved to immediately adjourn the Senate because he didn't want to face any possible legal questions. Because if they had conducted any business with questions about the quorum, you know, there could be legal consequences.
So who's getting the blame for this, losing a day of business in the Senate?
By and large, Lieutenant Governor Kay Ivey is getting the blame for this. And fairly or unfairly, the next day, Senate Democrats really unloaded on her on the Senate floor, challenging her authority, challenging her fortitude to do the job, questioning her ability. I think the worst I heard was Senator Roger Bedford say that she was on track to become the worst lieutenant governor ever. He said she wasn't quite there yet and she had time to redeem herself, but he urged her to get back on the right road.
Well, a House committee did pass a constitutional amendment this week that would allow public schools or governments to display the Ten Commandments. Now, first, what specifically does this measure allow?
It allows for the display of Ten Commandments on state property, on public property. The difference here is that this bill was drafted to classify the Ten Commandments as a historical document, and that gives them, I guess, more blanket protection where a lot of documents are concerned in the public display thereof. Interesting, this week I talked to Chief Justice Roy Moore, of course, who was at the center of the Ten Commandments controversy 15 years ago. He said he liked the bill that was on the table, but he had nothing to do with it whatsoever, and he wanted to make that clear, but he liked what he was seeing.
Well, he had nothing to do with it, but it still seems the type of legislation that would prompt a court fight. What are lawmakers saying about that?
I haven't heard them address a lot of concerns about possible litigation. This bill seems to have been quietly chugging along without a lot of controversy, at least a lot of not a visible controversy. We'll see. It came out of committee this week and now goes to the full House, and I guess we'll see the bigger test there.
The fight over that school tax credit bill, the Alabama Accountability Act, continues. And, Don, we had another lawsuit filed by the Alabama Education Association.
Right. The AEA's initial lawsuit, of course, was dismissed by the state Supreme Court on the grounds that it was filed prematurely because it hadn't yet been signed into law. Now that it has been signed into law, the AEA, not unexpectedly, has filed another lawsuit along the same grounds that the legislation was passed illegally. And then late this week, GOP lawmakers, who were named as defendants in that suit, filed a motion to dismiss, saying they're protected by legislative immunity.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. You can see the show tonight at 8. And, Don, thanks as always for talking with us.
Thank you, Andrew. It's always nice to be with you.